This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehwash Fatima. Union Cabinet has approved Semicon 2.0 with a budgetary outlay of 1,27,500 crore rupees to strengthen India's semiconductor design and manufacturing ecosystem. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the cabinet decisions while briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday. He said, building on the momentum of Semicon 1.0, the scheme reflects the government's commitment to establishing India as a global semiconductor hub. Mr. Vaishnav said, the cabinet has also approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees.
Today, Cabinet approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a total outlay of 62,500 crore rupees over a period of 5 years. The scheme provides a wide range of incentives to promote domestic sourcing, as India has now developed a strong manufacturing ecosystem and many mobile phone components are being exported from the country. Under the scheme, cumulative production worth around 39 lakh crore rupees is expected and around 60,000 new direct jobs will be created.
3,000 direct jobs may create.
The cabinet has also approved two elevated corridor projects in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, to improve road connectivity, ease traffic congestion, and reduce travel time.
Semicon 2
is built around six key pillars. The first pillar focuses on chip design. The second places major emphasis on semiconductor machinery and materials. The third aims to establish many new semiconductor fabrication units. The scheme also includes provisions to further strengthen the ATMP and OSAT industry, which has already gained momentum in India with 10 units already established.
Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement CETA between India and the United Kingdom came into effect yesterday. Simultaneously, the agreement on social security known as the Double Contribution Convention also became operational, strengthening the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. The landmark agreement provides zero duty access to 99% of the Indian exports in the UK market, including textiles, leather, engineering goods, food processing products, pharmaceuticals and MSME sectors. On the first day of CETA implementation, Indian goods worth $140 million were exported to the United Kingdom. India and Belgium have agreed to deepen cooperation in areas including trade and investment, green energy transition, innovation and technology, connectivity, defence, security, regional and global issues, as well as people-to-people exchanges. The first meeting of the India-Belgium Strategic Dialogue was held yesterday in Brussels, marking a significant step towards strengthening bilateral relations through a more structured and comprehensive partnership. The inaugural session of the strategic dialogue was co-chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, European Affairs and Development Cooperation of Belgium, Maxime Prevot. The valedictory ceremony of the BRICS Trade Union Forum Summit 2026 was held yesterday in Hyderabad, with Telangana Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla attending as the chief guest. During the concluding session, the key summit declaration was formally approved and released. Addressing the gathering, Governor Shukla said, India is progressing rapidly, and highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas as the foundation of New India's development. In FIFA World Cup, the second semi-final between defending champions Argentina and England is underway at Atlanta Stadium in the United States, with England leading 1-0. The first half ended goalless, but Anthony Gordon scored the opening goal for England in the 55th minute. The high-voltage encounter brings together two nations with a rich World Cup history as they battle for a place in the final against Spain on Sunday. In boxing, three Indian women boxers won gold medals, while 10 others bagged silver medals at the Asian Under-19 and Under-23 Boxing Championships in Jakarta yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.